Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. And on this Testimony Tuesday, I trust that the following songs that I'll play for the next 20 or so minutes will be a testimony to your heart and hopefully to your mind that God loves you, that the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to redeem you, and that as you recognize your sin, that you're in need of a Savior, that there's no other way to get into heaven other than asking the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, that as these songs convey that message, you'll be receptive to it and worship right along, or maybe for the first time connect with God the Father, recognizing that he does in fact love you and has a plan and purpose for your life. While on very short notice, my Testimony Tuesday guest wasn't able to make it in, and so I don't want to say I'm just winging it now, but I picked out some good songs, which will include Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega, There Is Therefore Now No Condemnation by the National Christian Choir, Rescue Me by Crab Revival, Revive Us, O Lord by Steve Camp, closing out with All I Have Is Christ. But trust me, it'll be a good 20 or so minutes as we listen to testimonies through these songs of the wonderful Savior we get to follow, and the God that we get to serve. So please stay with me. If you were tuned in yesterday and you're wondering, I thought Captain Mike and Linda were going to be on the Testimony Tuesday. Well, if you listen carefully to the opening of yesterday's program, our Memorization Monday program, there was a glitch a week ago, so we aired that broadcast as recorded at the Great News Radio Center. It didn't make it out over the airwaves, so I introduced it as, this was recorded last week, but you didn't get to hear it. So during that program, we talked about tomorrow, the Tuesday edition, having Captain Mike and Linda Barker in. Well, that was last Tuesday. So if you're confused, allow the song to grant you some peace, some clarity to life, and worship along with Fernando Ortega, playing one of the most requested favorite songs that we air here on Great News Radio, titled Give Me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, and when I am alone, Jesus.
Such a beautiful song. What a great way to start out the day. May that be your heart's desire, that Jesus is a part of your every decision and action, the things you think about, the ways you bring healing and hope to others. Well, this song by the National Christian Choir, "There Is Therefore Now No Condemnation for Those Who Are in Christ Jesus," is a great reminder of our saving faith as we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that as we claim Him as our Lord and Savior, there is no longer condemnation. Beautiful song by the National Christian Choir, reminding us there is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Dear one, if you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, allow that request to be known today to God the Father, who loves you, who created you, who cares for you. He'll respond and assure you of eternal salvation. No more pain, no more suffering. It's a free gift He offers you. As you ask Jesus into your heart, recognizing you are a sinner in need of a Savior. Well, for those of us that do follow the Lord Jesus Christ, these next two selections, "Rescue Me" by Crab Revival and "Revive Us, O Lord" by Steve Camp, are reminders of the role that Christ has in our lives, bringing us hope and peace, clarity for a life mission, and reassurance of our eternal destination. Well, when we have those truths grounded in us, we want to proclaim it, we want to tell others, we're excited to share the good news. And if that's maybe not true of you today, well, allow Steve Camp's song, "Revive Us, O Lord," to refresh or remind or be that catalyst for you to go out and share the good news message of Jesus. Here's Crab Revival, "Rescue Me," followed by Steve Camp's "Revive Us, O Lord."
Lord, I'm sorry for all the times I've let you down, and for the failure of my flesh that seems to keep me bound. Lord, I don't deserve your mercy or your grace. Please take this pain and save me from this place. Rescue me. rescue me. Loose the chains from this prison, set me free. I need to feel your presence once again. I'm ashamed of the places I have been. Please rescue me. I know it's been a long time since we've spoken, and there were many times my family's hearts were broken. I'm calling out to you. Take away this pain and pull me through. Rescue me. Rescue me. Loose the chains from this prison. Set me free. I need to feel your presence once again. I'm ashamed of the places I have been. Please rescue me. Every day is another fight. I'm tired of all these sleepless nights. Lord, hear my cry. Rescue me. Rescue me. Loose the chains from this prison. Set me free. I need to feel your presence once again. I'm ashamed of the places I have been. Please rescue me.
I don't know about you, but it's been a good morning with some great music here on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. As mentioned at the beginning of the program, my special Testimony Tuesday guest wasn't available at the last minute, so I chose some favorite songs that I hope and trust ministered to you. I'll close out with a portion of a song titled, All I Have is Christ. As if you put everything on a scale and weighed it, whether it's your accomplishments or possessions or a variety of other things, truly the things that last and that are eternal are those relationships with those that follow Christ and your own personal relationship with Him, as that's the best thing offered here on earth. So worship along with me on the song, All I Have is Christ, and may it be a reminder throughout this day that God loves you, He cares for you, He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, to die for your sins, so that your eternal destiny can be secured with Him in heaven, and a piece of that heaven can be experienced now as you allow the Holy Spirit to abide in you as you walk faithfully following the Lord Jesus Christ, praying to Almighty God each and every day for the blessing of life that you do have. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.